This is our returning champion, Marianne Waddle from Badger, California. Stand by to see Marianne play for a motorcycle valued at $3,889. Tonight on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a BMW valued at $27,450 for $610. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $830. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you, Dave Stewart. Hello there.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Good evening. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Delighted to have you with us, and we are delighted to welcome back our champion, Marianne Waddle. Hello, Marianne.
Hi, Jim.
Who won a smiling contest, and I can see with that nice smile. You're from way up in the woods there, right?
I'm a mountain lady.
Yeah, that's nice. It's pretty country up there, Northern California.
It is. God's country.
You're doing very well here. You won with $85. You decided to play on instead of buying a nice prize. Put the money in the bank. Next thing up the line for you is that motorcycle worth over $4,000. His and her watch is next, and there's a fur jacket, trip to Australia, a lot of good things. Are you all set?
Yes, it's good. Fun. Let's go.
All righty. That's nice. I like to hear that. Here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. That's right. It should be fun, I would think. Somebody comes on, they should have a good time.
Yes.
Are you having a good time?
Yes, I'm having a wonderful time, and so are all of the contestants.
Okay. Who are two of them?
Okay. Our first challenger is a bilingual traveler originally from Kansas City, Kansas. Let's welcome Bill Grisolia.
Hello, Bill.
Our second challenger works as a clinical lab technologist originally from San Diego, California. Let's greet Gene Kuntz.
Hello, Gene. Gene, see you later with some busy bargains. Gene, you work as a clinical lab technologist.
Right.
What kind of work are you doing?
I look at germs and identify them.
Oh. Sounds interesting. Did you see anybody I know?
All the time.
I hope you enjoy your work. Nice to have you here. And Bill, you are a bilingual traveler. What's meant by that?
Well, Jim, I've been traveling all my life, and what I like about traveling is the experiences and the people that I meet. And being bilingual helps me meet many more lovely señoritas.
Oh, so you speak Polish too, I see. Okay, nice to have you here.
Thank you, Jim.
$20, that's all three players off. And this question. Singer Michael Jackson is famous for wearing just one... Gene?
Glove.
Glove, that's right. Sequin glove it is. $5 for the correct answer. Gene goes to 25. In poetry, how many lines are there in a couplet? Marianne?
Two.
Two is right. Champion is heard from. She goes to 25. In the comics, what magical six-letter word changes Billy Batson into Captain Marvel? Gene.
Says Shazam.
Shazam it is. Yes, I remember that. Gene goes up to 30 there. What is the ferocious nickname given to King Richard I of England, Bill?
The Lionhearted.
That's right, Richard the Lionhearted it is. Bill is heard from, and he's on the board at 25 as well. Octogenarian Clara Peller made the phrase, Marianne?
Where's the beef?
Yes, indeed. You said that very well. That's the phrase. And Marianne goes to 30. Time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. Gene and Marianne, we have a tie. And now only one of you can have this. So when you hear the low Sale of the Century price, hit your buzzer. And if you hit it first, you've got this.
You can take stock of this great gift, a handheld instant quotation monitor designed to provide instant access to real-time market quotes furnished by the price of his toys. And it includes subscription fees to the New York Stock Exchange for 1 year. It's normally priced at $759, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
That's very interesting. Look at that thing. Thank you, Greg. Look at that. You get the stock. Oh, boy, we're in trouble there. Gene, Marianne, I can see little germs in there, Gene. It would go up on the mountain, Marianne.
Yes, it would
work.
Would.
Now, it's $759. I'm not going to knock a lot off the price, but I'll tell you what I'll do, ladies. I will make it the price of one question. $5. You can have it going once. Going twice. Gene will buy it for $5. Very nice prize. $759 item is yours for the value of one question. We knock it off your score. You're now tied with Bill at 25, and Marianne has the lead at 30. Back with this. In the movies, to what object did the title The African Queen refer? Bill.
A boat.
That's what it was. It was a boat, and Bill, just beating Gene to the buzzer, ties Marianne for first place. An Italian navigator and explorer shares, Bill. Very obscure person. He shares his name with the capital of Ohio. Columbus was his name. Columbus, Christopher Columbus. Quick buzzer cost you. You lose $5. Down to 25.
To atone for a terrible crime, this mythological hero had to perform 12 labors. Gene.
Hercules.
Hercules. 12 labors of Hercules it is, and Gene again ties Marianne to first place. Good game. Scores are bouncing around. And now we play the fame game. We are playing for a pick of that fame game board. Lovely prizes. There's cash. There are money cards to be added to your score. Buzz in when you know the identity of this famous person. I was born in Winston-Salem, North Carolina in 1920. I began my professional career as a lawyer. But in 1953, I became a network radio sportscaster. Marianne.
Howard Cosell.
Howard Cosell it is. And Bill said, yeah, she got it. Marianne, nine numbers up there. You get what's behind the one you pick.
Five.
And behind number five, we have $1,000 in cash.
$1,000 in cash.
Not bad.
Not too bad. Marianne puts that in her pocket. It is hers to keep no matter how she finishes in the game, and she's getting a little faint. We'll be right back. Let her get herself together. Good job. Marianne says she's going to use that $1,000 to pay for the dress that she bought to come on the show. And Marianne's in a tie with Gene, both at 30, Bill's at 25. We're back with this. Which amendment to the Constitution do you invoke when you refuse to testify? Marianne.
Fifth.
Against yourself, you are right, the fifth it is. Marianne gets $5 and she's up to 35. In Debbie Boone's smash hit record, she sang, Marianne.
You light up my life.
Can we give her more than $5 for that? Yes. You're right, that's what it is. She sang, You Light Up My Life, and we're probably going to have to pay the publisher for that song, too. You got another five. Good
job.
Glad
you didn't deduct me.
That's okay. Better than deducting, said Marianne. That's true. What historic document begins with the words, when in the course of human events, Marianne?
Declaration of Independence.
You didn't sing that one. You're right. That's what it is. Declaration of Independence. Marianne up to 45. Champion beginning to move. About 78% of the air you breathe is made up of, Marianne?
Nitrogen.
You're right. Yes. Nitrogen. Took a moment to get that one. Marianne, you now have a $30 lead. Marianne, looks like you like this.
Marianne, picture this home entertainment. Sharp's 25-inch remote control color monitor with electronic tuning, channel flashback, and sleep timer. Furnished by Sharp. This television is normally priced at $1,000. Today on Sell the Century, tours for only $12.
Oh, is that lovely? Beautiful color television set worth $1,000. You can have it for $12. You would still have the lead. It would be an $8 lead. I can tell you like it.
It's gorgeous.
You can tell I'm going to leave the price just where it is.
Yeah, I can tell like that it. Right away.
It's going to cost you $12, but you'd still have the lead. Going once, going twice, and
no
sale?
No.
Oh.
I'm chicken.
Chick, boy, that was some.
These are some tough cookies I've got next to me.
Well, okay, your decision. You're hanging on to a $20 lead. That's a pretty good size lead for that one. Back with this. At the age of 76, a woman named Anna Mary Robertson began, Marianne?
She began painting Grandma Moses.
That's right. I was going to say painting, and you were going to say Grandma Moses. You're right for another five. Usually administered to doctors, this oath. Gene.
What is the Hippocratic Oath? Yes, the Hippocratic Oath.
Yes, indeed.
Wrong game show.
You want to ask a question, go down the road a piece to the other. No, you're right. That's what it is. Towering over 555 feet, this shaft dominates our capital skyline. Gene.
What is the Washington Monument?
That's two, Gene. You got another five. In the fairy tale, Snow White ate something that put her to sleep. Marianne.
An apple.
Yes, indeed. A poison apple to be exact. Marianne goes up to 60. Again, she's got that $20 lead. This member of the string family is attuned an octave below the viola. It's played, Bill?
Cello.
That's right, in a sitting position, I was going to say. Cello it is, and Bill gets up to 30, yes. I think the cello is the only instrument I can think of. It is impossible to look dignified while you're playing the cello. We'll be right back. Our champion, Marianne, is at 60. Bill is at 30. Oh, what is Gene? Is at 40? We're back with the fame game. And we've added a $15 money card up on the board. We're looking for famous people, plural, famous people. We are an organization originally founded in England in 1907 with a group of 20 young people. We've since still taken a chance.
The Boy Scouts.
You are right. The chance pays off. Great opportunity for Bill. What number looks good?
Eight.
And behind number eight, we have Bozzy Bears. California stuffed toys, huggable family of Bozzy Bears. Warm and cuddly, soft and lovable. Bozzy Bears, entertaining characters furnished by California stuffed toys.
What's this all? I could throw up. $342 worth of bears. They're yours to keep. You will enjoy those, Bill.
Thank you, I will.
Oh, well, I get mail. Back with this. Name the American illustrator who's best known for his covers on the Saturday. Marianne.
Rockwell.
That's right, the Saturday Evening Post, Norman Rockwell. It is, and Marianne adds another five. Who was the supreme commander of the invading Allied forces on D-Day? Bill.
Ike. Eisenhower.
Eisenhower. You've got it, Ike. Either one acceptable. Bill at the 35. Keeping it close. In 1984, actress Diane Carroll joined the cast of Marianne.
Dynasty.
Dynasty. Yes, sounds like one of her favorites. You're right for another five, Marianne. Marianne. You didn't want to buy with a $20 lead. Marianne, you now have a $30 lead. Look at this.
Marianne, check out the action in fabulous New York. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles to New York. There you'll spend 7 days living it up. Take a carriage ride in Central Park, check out some shows, and don't forget to give our regards to Broadway. This trip to the Big Apple is normally priced at $2,300. Today on sale of the Century Chores for only $16.
Oh, that was terrific. Where else could you see a dancing tomato masquerading as an apple? That's Marianne. $2,300 trip to New York. California girl could go off to New York.
I hear you.
$16 it would cost. You have a $30 lead. It would cut your lead down to $14, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it would be a $2,300 trip.
Oh, like, God.
Am I reaching the wrong? Which pocket do you want me to reach in? This one here.
Pocket number one.
Pocket. Now we're back to what is Eugene again. You want this pocket? This pocket has $200 in cash in it. A $2,500 trip for $16, and you would still have the lead. Going once, going twice, and no sale. She hangs on to a $30 lead.
My husband's the shopper in this family.
Boy, if she had picked the other pocket. Can I go take care of this? Wait. We'll be right back. Marianne didn't want to buy the trip to New York. She's hanging on with $30 lead. If Marianne had picked this pocket here, she would have had, well, never mind. Back to business with Marianne and a $30 lead. This question's for five. The religious group known as the Society of Friends. Marianne.
Quakers?
That's what they're also known as. Yes, indeed. Just getting billed to the buzzer. Marianne at 75. In 1587, Queen Elizabeth I ordered the execution of her cousin. Marianne.
Mary, Queen of the Scots.
Oh, you got it. That's nicely done. And Marianne goes to 80 with a good, good answer. $40 lead. Starring Sally Field, this 1984... Gene?
What is the Flying Nun? The Flying Nun.
What is the wrong answer, Gene? This 1984 film told of life in Depression-era Texas. Its title is Places in the What? Places in the Heart. You lose five on that, Gene. Sorry about that. Quick buzzer cost you, but you might get it back now. $25 money card up there on the board. We're looking for a famous person. I was born in Washington, D.C. in 1895. I became a lawyer, and in 1917, joined the Department of Justice. In 1924, I took over a then-corrupt Gene.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value on that. I'll continue for Bill and for Marianne. We'll clear the board and continue. I took over a then-corrupt and disorganized federal agency. Marianne.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Yes! That's who it is! Marianne. Pulls one out of the hat. Now, can she pull out a big money card and maybe put this game away?
Well, it would be easier if you turn all of them around and then let me pick, but let's say number one.
And behind number one, we have $5!
Find a little money card. Where are the others out of curiosity?
Oh, my
behind in 9, 4, and 2.
Number 2 at the big 25, but Marianne finds another $5 money card, most important for the champion in the lead. She also keeps the other players away from that board. We'll add the $5 to Marianne's score, and she goes to 85. Gene, you're back in, of course, all three players. As we finish up the game with a speed round, may I have 60 seconds on the clock, please, and we start the speed round now. Name the state where you'd find the cities of Anchorage and Juneau. Bill.
Alaska.
Right. According to the song, what do April showers bring? Marianne.
May flowers.
Right. Name the TV bar run by Bostonian Bill.
Cheers.
Right. What kind of domestic animal is a Samoyed? Bill.
Dog.
Right. In the South, what's a goober pea? Marianne.
Peanut.
Right. In the old saying, what does a watched pot never do? Gene.
Boil.
Right. Give me the name of the main respiratory organ in a fish. Bill.
Gill.
Right. Of what European mountain range is the Matterhorn a part? Gene.
Alps.
Right. On what popular TV sitcom would you find roommates Jane Curtin and Susan St. James? Bill. Time. The island of Zanzibar lies off the coast of what? Bill.
Africa.
Right. What naval hero said, I have not yet begun to fight? Gene.
Hornblower.
Wrong. In which state would you find Mount Rushmore? Bill.
Washington.
Wrong. What best-selling novel told the story of Don Vito Corleone? Gene.
The Godfather.
Right. What is the... Time is up, and Marianne, you are still the champion. Congratulations. A big win for the champion. Back to Marianne in just a moment. First of all, in the state you find Mount Rushmore, it's South Dakota. And the naval hero who said, I have not yet begun to fight, what is John Paul Jones? No, John Paul Jones said that, Gene. And Jane Curtin and Susan St. James star in Kate and Allie. Got to say goodbye to our challenges, but I'm delighted to say you, neither of you are going home empty-handed. That's very nice. Gene, you've got yourself the quotation monitor and the cash in front of you. You're over $800 in cash and prizes. Thank you. And Bill, you've got the stuffed toys. They are very lovely. I was kidding, but they're very nice. And with the cash in front of you, you are almost $400 in cash and prizes. Thank you as well.
Thank you, Jim.
And our champion, Marianne Waddle, is going shopping with me. Come on, Marianne. Let's go up here and do some shopping. Great job. See, you could have bought that color TV.
I could have.
And you could have bought the trip.
I could have.
Right now, however,
oh,
you got $185. Well, this might be for real. How about this?
Pictures to take. Hop to it with this fantastic camera. From Sweden, the limited edition motorized Hasselblad anniversary camera. Commemorating 20 years of space photography. Furnished by Sammy's Camera. And this great camera equipment, normally priced at $2,999, is yours today on sale of the century for only $85.
That's very nice. Now, that's what you can take and leave us. And, of course, in our last show, you were at that level. And as Marianne well knows, the prize is determined not only by winning, but by the amount of money. You fell $10 short of the next prize. So a win with just 10 more dollars, and you could have a beautiful motorcycle. That would be yours. However, let's jump a little bit ahead. If you win with the same amount that you won with today, $100, $100 more would get you these.
Elegance is just seconds away with these his and her watches in beautiful 18-karat gold. Hers is inset with diamonds from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. These lovely watches, normally priced at $6,750. Yours on sale of the century for only $285.
That's all it would take, $285, and you have $185, and you would have those. While you're eyeing those, how about driving away? If you get to $610, you could drive away with a beautiful automobile like this.
For your next getaway, enjoy the beautiful BMW 528E, featuring an onboard computer and an interior engineered for driving comfort. High-performance advanced technology furnished by Zipper BMW of Beverly Hills. This fabulous car, normally priced at $27,450. Yours on sale of the century for only $610.
Very, very nice. And $830, Marianne. Get the $830 and we'll give you every prize we've got on this stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $61,000.
That's
keeps going up by $1,000 every evening that it's not hit. In total, all the prizes and the cash adds up to $122,674. And that could be yours if you just keep right on winning and taking the chance that you can keep on winning. Marianne, good total right now, $185 in your bank account. Very easily, take that camera and tripod and leave us, or put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you could win again. The motorcycle very close, the his and her watch is not that far behind. You think about it, we'll get your decision in a moment. Back with Marianne Wattle, our registered nurse from the metropolis of Badger, California. $185 in your bank account, Marianne. You can take that camera and tripod. You turned it down once before, but yeah. Are you confident you can keep on going? You can take those and leave or put the money in the bank. The motorcycle just $10 away. The beautiful his and her watches just another $100 away. Are you leaving or are you putting the money in the bank and staying on?
The watches look great. That looks better. The money looks better. I'm going to play on.
Staring at the money, she's coming back. So we'll put the $185 in the bank for Marianne. We will also add another $1,000 in the cash jackpot. And tomorrow evening, it'll be $62,000 in the cash jackpot and rising. Two new challenges next time. Have a nice evening. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.